My name is Dan Gorenstein. I am the healthcare reporter for the public radio business show Marketplace.
And I'm Limora Daphne. I'm professor of strategy at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University.
For those who may not be familiar with this merger or familiar with the debate and the bill that's being pushed around, what should they know about how this could affect us in the future?
If this were my community, I think what would be relevant to me is knowing that there are two hospitals that want to merge. That deal, that pending deal, has been flagged by the Federal Trade Commission as something that could really harm consumers. It's not clear if that'll happen or not, but there's been a court case set up for April 5th to determine the facts on the ground, whether or not this is a good deal for consumers or not. Once the FTC sort of signaled that this might be a bad deal, the hospitals turned around and went to the legislature to get some legislation passed to basically exempt the FTC from doing this deal.
Limor, can you start by telling me what implications might this merger have for consumers in West Virginia?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of evidence out there that merging hospitals tend to raise prices after they merge, and that those price increases don't come along with quality improvements.
Why isn't there quality improvements? I mean, one of the issues here in West Virginia is not having access to all of these specialists. So why, if you put all these specialists in one place, why would consumers not have the same quality of care?
It's certainly possible that there are changes in the operations and changes in access, and not all quality measures are consistently measured in these studies. But what's absent once you merge with your rival is the market imperative to improve and to deliver all services to your clientele, because it's not like they have some other option to turn to.
This combined entity would have 75% of the inpatient admissions, hospital admissions, in a four-county area. So it really, just that number alone makes you realize this is going to be the only game in town. And think about it. Think about something that's not healthcare. When there's only one game in town, what's going to happen to the price? That's, I think, a question that people in West Virginia, including your governor, need to be asking themselves.
And so you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but do you have any sense by what percentage usually price increases occur?
Well, there's actually a great research study out that shows that controlling for all factors under the sun, basically, markets that have one hospital system tend to have prices that are 15% higher for commercially insured patients than markets that have four or more providers.
Are there any benefits to this kind of a merger?
There certainly can be benefits to a merger. And in this particular case, I don't know the right answer. And that's why I think that the court case needs to proceed so a full hearing on the facts can be held and both sides can present their case. The law that is being considered would prevent that from happening.
Will a merger like this have any ramifications for communities outside of the Huntington area, or is this a pretty isolated event?
Oh, I think this is quite big news. If two hospital systems under threat of litigation with a trial pending less than a month away are able to get state governor to sign an act that exempts them from that scrutiny, I think they're providing a blueprint for hospital systems around the country. And it's a big concern for me, given how much research out there shows that competition is what healthcare needs.
What impact does this have on community hospitals? West Virginia is very rural, so we have a lot of these little hospitals in very rural counties. Are mergers going to absorb community hospitals, or community hospitals going to close entirely because of the trend toward hospital consolidation?
So I think this is a really important question, and I think that especially in rural communities, the question of access is critical. And I think that in some sense, and certainly Professor Daphne could correct me here, but in some sense, a merger may be what it takes to keep a hospital open in a particular area. So there's a benefit there. At the same time, that same merger, which keeps the lights on for a beloved community resource and also an employer, could also lead to higher prices. So more of people's paycheck is going to cover the cost of care than ever before, yet and still you're paying for that access. So the question is that really worth it?
Well, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for talking.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.